do it.
He doesn't run it.
He doesn't run it. The Samach Vav and Beis on the bottom of the page. Okay. The question is, how do you know that tzibur, if a tzibur is tameh, you still bring it on Pesach Rish, you don't get pushed off till Pesach Sheni. So first we said ish, only individuals get pushed off Pesach Sheni, but not communities. So the Shlok asked the question, maybe the community doesn't get pushed off to Pesach Sheni, but now they can bring Pesach Rish, they lose out altogether. So therefore the Shlok brings another limit, and it goes as follows, two lines from the bottom of the page. Elo Mershim Elokish Mahacha, from the following Pasig, it says in the Pasig, V'yishalchu, he will send away Min HaMachre from the camps, Kol Tzrua, anyone who's a leper, Metzeder, Kol Zov, and a Kol Tomi Lenefesh, anyone who's a Zov, a mission or called Tommy Nefesh, you touch a dead body. How do you learn from there? Because Yoyma L'chayde, we know that Tomei Meisim is the weakest, lightest of all three. We know that three camps. There's Machne Shchina, which is the base of Migdash. Then you have Machne Leviyah, which is Har HaBayis, the entire Temple Mount. Then you have Machne Yisrael, which is the whole Yerushalayim. And in fact, it's not only Yerushalayim, it's any walled city around Eretz Yisrael. So if you have a Metzeder living in any walled city, they have to live. Mercedes is the strictest, has to leave all three camps. Zov, only two camps. And Tommy Mace is only the base of English. So Tommy Mace, which is the weakest of them all, and you just tell me that Tommy Mace. Val Yema Zov Mercedes. Don't have to rather tell me about Zov Mercedes. And I'll say, Im Tomei Mace, Mishdalchim, if you have to send out the Tomei Mace from Machashkin, obviously Zov Mercedes, of course, sure they have to be sent out. Ella must be. The reason why I have to spell it out is because Yeshloch Shah, there are times Shazavin Umitsoidin Mishdalchin Vein Tmei Meis Mishdalchin. There's a time that a Tommy Mace would not be sent out and the other ones will be sent out. That's why I have to spell out each one. When is that? The Eza Zeh, when is that? Pesach Habah B'tumah, if a Pesach is Tommy, if the majority of the community is Tameh. According to Pesach, you will still bring Mashenkin, Zov, and Metzede. If the majority are Zov and Metzede, they will not bring.
If you say Tumah, Hutra, Betzibu, why not focus on Tumah, Hutra, Betzibu? Where's that Hutra? Because once you know that, then you'll know Pesach is automatically.
We didn't know Tumah, Hutra, Betzibu.
Only for Pesach.
This is it. This is it. And you're allowed to eat it. Says the Gemara, Omer Abaye, says Abaye, I hochi, if that's your whole proof. Okay, so you needed to say to us, obviously, the din of Tommy Mace, because the weakest to tell you that even that has to be sent out. And I'll be in the base of English when the Tommy, unless the majority. But then you needed also to tell us Zov to tell you that there's a time when Pesach is permitted, when Tumah Mace is permitted, and Zov is not permitted. But why bother telling us a Metzeder? Metzeder is even stricter than Zov. So if Zov is not permitted, then surely Mitzvah is not permitted. According to your logic, let it say, let it say Zov Tumei Meisim. Val Yem Mitzvah, why bother mentioning Mitzvah? Van Yem, I'll say, Zov Mishtalech Mitzvah Lakoshkin. If I know a Zov already gets sent out, surely a Mitzvah can get sent out. Ella, according to your pattern of learning, you would have to then make the same kind of a drasha. Ella, yesh loch shah, there's a time. She mitzorayim mishtacha, the only one, why do you have to itemize mitzorayim? Because there's a time that only mitzorayim will be sent away. The ain zovin utmeh meiz mishtacha, the other one I get sent away. And the eiza, what time are we talking about? Must be the same thing, Pesach HaBav HaTumah. That means, according to you, Pesach HaBav HaTumah then should allow not only Tommy Meiz, but also Tommy Zov, because only mitzorayim has to remain behind. And we know it's not so. V'chitei ma'i, you can answer me, you're right. Hochinami, you take a right, that Zov can also, majority of people are Zov. That they can eat the corn Pesach, only Mitzvah can't. But now we've clearly learned, Pesach haba betumah lo yechlu menu, if a Pesach is majority of people are tummy. They're permitted to eat from it. You should not eat from it, Zovim, v'zovis, nidiz v'yodis. There's a failure that Zovim cannot eat from it. There's no heter for Zovim at all. V'imachlu p'tur in the potter. Following your pattern. El Amar Abaye says, let's go back to the first pasuk we said, Ishish. Loyola Mikro Kama, the very first positive, that only an individual gets pushed off the second Pesach, not if it's a majority. Your question was, maybe majority doesn't bring a current Pesach at all, not the first and not the second. Im Kane, if you're right, Nichtav Rachmana, let the Taylor just say, Ish, ki yi tummy. If a person is tummy, then he cannot bring the first Pesach. Then I would say he cannot bring the first Pesach, and he brings Petr Sheni, but a Tzibur doesn't do either. Why do you spell out Lenefesh? Why do you have to spell out Dafka Lenefesh? Lomeli, to tell you to be Makel. You know, to be make a lot, that if it's lenefesh, then a tzibur doesn't get pushed away, because they can bring it straight away. It's not coming to be machmish, it's coming to be mekel. V'chi tema, if you're going to tell me, maybe it's coming to be machmer, and as follows. Hi, l'nefesh, perhaps let nefesh come to be machmer, what? When are we mekel that we allow you to go to Pesach Sheni? Forget about a tzibur. We're focusing on ishish, an individual. When do we say that if you missed out on Pesach Rishon, you can be pushed off to Pesach Sheni, you have a second chance, only if you're tamei meis? But if you're tamei zav or tamei mitzayda, not only you missed out on Pesach Rishon, you also missed out on Pesach Sheni, maybe it's coming to be machmer. Who says come to be mekel that an ish gets pushed off, but a tzibur can do it on Pesach Rishon? If that's pshah, only Tomei is allowed to go to Petra Sheni. I will share Tomei Loi, but all the Tomei cannot do either Petra Sheni or Petra Sheni. It's not so, but Tanya, we learned clearly the Braisa. Yochel, I would have thought, Loi Yiyu, Oisin, Petra Sheni, Elo Tomei Meisim. I would have thought as an individual, only if you're Tomei Meis, can you be pushed off as Petra Sheni. Or if you were distant. But Zavi, Numetzoidi, or Baila Nidiz, Menayin, how do you know they also get pushed off? Maybe they lose out Tamad Loimit, Ish Lenefesh. It says Ish Lenefesh, the Kosach Manali, it says Ish Lenefesh, what does it say? What does it say? Lenefesh, Lahachikoma. He's trying to tell you, just say Tommy, why spell out Lenefesh? If all to tell you, Ish Nitchel Pesach Sheni, Vain Tibli Chel Pesach Sheni. The truth of the matter is that everyone can bring a Pesach Sheni, the Braisa says it to us. Why does it spell out of Ish Lenefesh to tell you that the individual gets pushed to Pesach Sheni, but a Tzibur, only by Tmei Meis, can bring it straight in the Pesach edition? Ela avdi betuma, they can do betuma. V'chi avdi tzibur betuma betay meis. When do we allow you that at tzibur? If they're tummy, they can bring in Pesach Rishon only the tummy meis. That's why he stresses lit nefesh. Avashat meim lo avdi, but the tummy cannot do it at all. Amar Rav Chizer comes along and says, a Metzoyda has to stay outside of the three camps. If a Metzoyda walks inside his Mechitza, we shouldn't be potter, he is potter. When you potter, you don't get Malkus. Why do you get Malkus? L'chayri was over a lav. It says he should be sent out of the camp. And so why is he potter? So he says, Shenema, because there's a pasuk says, and I say, Bodod Yeshe Mechutz L'machna Meshavai, that he should be alone, he should live outside the camp. So it's like an assay that comes to fix a balab. The next line we omit from the Gemara. Hakosav nitkel assay. It's like a lava nitkel assay. A very strange lava nitkel assay. Let's just do it, Rashi. How's it? Normally, lava nitkel assay is, he says, the potatoes are like sigzel, and then it says, hush it, tosh it. Give it back. Don't leave any carbon over. But if you did, you should burn the fire. Here we don't find that expression, don't go out of the camp, and if you don't go inside, and if you do, go sit outside and say that anyway. Just L'chayit should be considered as there's a lav and there's a separate assay. We have many Avedas, you have a lav and an assay. So Rashi explains. Nitkul assay, he says Rashi, about 15 lines above the white lines. Nitkul assay, I've got the lav, but the lav, even though that this assay is not written right after the lav, l'choida, normally a lav hadit l'assay, the assay is written right after the lav, this is how you fix it up, you know, you tell you what to do. Al-kochol and tuki lavos, it must be that it's coming to fix up the lav. The kaimala, we have a rule, lav shenit l'assay, ain't likely we don't get malchus. That's why you don't get malchus by this mitzayda. The e lash mean an assay, if it's only to give us an assay. And Aloysius says, Hakosa be assay achrins, we already have already an assay there. Says, Vishalchum in a machna, we already have a positive, let's send him out of the machna. So we already have an assay. So therefore, must be that this assay, which is extra, is coming to fix up the lav. So there is a lav, but the assay is coming to fix up the lav. That's how Rashi learns. Avol zovin et mei meisim loy nitkul asay. Over there, there's no lab hanitik asay, and you get malchus. But avagav that say you say the ksiva, even though there are a number of asays written by all them, kol chad v'chad lemil say tidur b'sivri. Every one of them, every asay has a drasha to learn from it on its own. But oh, furthermore, the Baha'i ksiv, it says furthermore in by mitzayda it says kol yemei asha nega boy. All the days that is nega there, you shouldn't do this. Mashma kol yomav v'badad yeshiv koy. All the days. Calls him, he has this hanging mitzvah of being on his own. The imavar, if he's over the nichnas and he entered, yachzis go out again. The ain't by einish achad. Yachzis v'yetsi, he should go out again. The ain't by einish achad. No, the einish kedashinan call yom of the einish. It's a neider. All the days he should not let a divorcer. Again, it's a hanging mitzvah that he always has. And therefore, it's a lav nitkel assay. Is that the makas? Kol yom abamad v'harzikoy. Every day he has to take it back. Umnatkinim v'lav. It fixes up the lav. So it's a literal, it's a normal lavin. He's going to say Teisurei doesn't, Teisurei argues completely. He says it has nothing to do with lavin. He's going to say at all whatsoever. He says they know lavin. He's going to say over here means nothing to do with lavin. He's going to say it means that there's a general lav that includes all three. That you're not allowed to go into the base of meters. All three are not allowed to go in. Comes this assay and cancels the lav. That there's no lav anymore by Metzeder. Metzeder only has an assay. Not the pshat, there's a lav and the assay is fixing up. There is no lav. Menatik here means it cancels the lav. You take it out of the general lav and has its own mitzvah assay of going, of sitting on its own.
Have you got another lav in there canceled by
nothing. This is the only exception. This is unique to Tesis. Okay. There's a big machlekes of shayinim, but this only applies to the base of Migdash, where the Mitzvah is like the other ones, but is different. But what about the two camps, or the outer camp, which only Mitzvah has the Isur of, which is Yerushalayim, or Ari Chayme, what happens then? Eisvei asked the question, because the Rambam actually says that Yechayiv 80, if a Mitzvah goes into the Machne Levi, he gets 80 Lavim, he gets 80 Malkus, one for going into Machne. He has to go through Yerushalayim. So once he goes, he gets in for the Machne Yisrael, and then for Machne, he gets double. Machlek is chreinim, what he would hold by the base of Midrash itself, you get three sets of Malkus. Because there's a third one, Rambam doesn't mention it. Doesn't mention you don't have to, because you don't get it. And then the whole Machlek had a limp shot here. And then every city has a wall around it as well. Mitzayit is not allowed to go into to get Malkus there. Or that's different. And Machlek is by Kochim. When this concept that every city in Yisrael has a wall around it, the Mitzvah is now, it's called Machne Yisrael. So what about the din of Kutch and Kalim can be eaten in Yerushalayim? Is it only Yerushalayim or any city that has walls around you can eat it? The only reason why you can't lepoil is because how do you get it out of Yerushalayim there? Because you're als Yotze. But if not for the side issue of Yotze, als the Indian of eating it in Yerushalayim, are you Yotze? No, do all the city in Yisrael have a exact same din of Yerushalayim? Is that the pshat? Or only when the Torah says clearly those few dinim abayim bar chayim?
With the milus of kedusha, so the danim list or shalanim list in the cities, you know, whatever it is, the gradation that the soil is better than all.
Yeah, that's all contrast to Mishamigdash, Maharabayis, and Yerushalayim. But we know that a walled city has exact same Yerushalayim regarding Mitzayda. And regarding Bayi, Batir Chaim, and so on.
It doesn't have a Mashal Maisel Sheni.
Sorry?
Doesn't have a Gabi Maisel Sheni. You can't take Maisel Sheni.
Same Machlekes. The Kiya Sefer holds everything there. Exact same din. Exact same din. But he says, that's a Machlekes. What is the, is it a din Yerushalayim, or is it a din the fact that it's Mukhav Chaim? It's a Kiya Sefer, favorite Mabit, who lived in that Zohar. And he believes that any city that had a wall around it has the same din as Yerushalayim. And he actually lived in Tzfas. It's questionable whether Tzfas had a wall around it. But any city that has a wall around it, what's a din? Achrayim will talk about it. Big machlekes. Fighting about it. Eisvei has a question. Mitzayde shenichl lefni mechitzase ba'boyim. Mitzayde enters if it goes inside. You just said a minute ago that what? That there's no malkus. Because Lavin will say, says mefesh nebraise, that a mitzayde enters in mechitzase, get 40 malkus. Zovin v'zove shenichl lefni mechitzase ba'boyim 40 malkus. And they also get 40 malkus. So it says clearly here that a mitzayde gets malkus. And the Tomei is mutter lechadel machlevi. The Tomei is letting go machlevi. But loy Tomei is bad omen. I feel the mace atzma. You're not even carry the mace itself machlevi. A Tomei mace is only forbidden in the base of mace itself. But machlevi, which is the harabayis, is allowed to. Shnei says, but you can moish his atzma. He says, imoy be mechitzase. His mechitzas machlevi. He's allowed to bring it in there. And when you write tanoi, there's a machlekes tanoi whether a mitzayda gets malchus or gets malchus. The Tanya we learned. The Braise bodod Yeshev Levada, he should sit on his own. Yeshev, what do you mean? Sit Shalayi Tamei Nachedin Yeshev Nima. His sit in solitude. Not only no other person should, no other level of tumah should be with him. He's on his own. He's outside of the shalayim. I would have thought that, okay, so Mitzayda is on his own, but everybody else is together. I would have thought that a Zov and a Tommy Mace had the same status. Tamu Leime, so it says a Pasik, Lo Yitamu. It says you should send them out of the Machane, and Lo Yitamu, they shouldn't be Tami Es Machanehem. Talked about the Zov and Tommy Mace as Machanehem in plural, as if the Zov and Tommy Mace also have different Machanes. Litin Machan Lazu and Machan Zodir Abhudu. They have different Machanes. Rab Shimon Ben Zoch, I don't need the Pasik Machanehem to teach me that they have different Machanes. I know another Pasik, each one of them are different Machane. Hari Oymed, it says in the Pasik, V'yishalchu min ha-Machane, Yishasen ha-Machane, Kotsu, Ruah, V'chol Zov, V'chol Tommy, L'nefesh, which L'chayt is all extra. And he uses it for different reasons. He uses it to teach you that each one has a different Isa, a different level of Isa. If right now, if we think that they're all the same, tell me that a tummy maze has to step out. And I don't have to bother tummy zov. And I'll say if tummy maze mishdalchi in zov in the koshkin. If a tummy maze has to walk out, surely a zov has to walk out. Why? Surely because the chayda zov is tricking tummy maze. I'm soon see. Lama nema zov. Why tell zov? Little machnas she tell a zov has different machnas to walk out. Tummy maze only has to walk out machnas shchina. A zov machnas levi as well. The Yema Zov al Yema Metzeda. So let it just say Zov and don't tell us Metzeda. If a Metzeda, which is stricter than Zov, we'll soon see why. And yet a Zov has to leave the camp. Surely a Metzeda has to leave. Name any Yema Zov, Mishdach Metzeda la Koshkein. Lomane Metzeda, Litle Machin, Shlisha Tay Metzeda has a third Machin. Even Machin Yisrael. Even Machin Yisrael. Kishuayme Bodad Yeshiv Hakosim Nitkela say. So clearly Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon holds that you don't get Malchus. Rabbi Yehuda holds you get Malchus, and Rabbi Shimon holds you don't get Malchus.
So that's the only difference between the two of them.
In Lepoil. The question already is asked is Lechayde Ein Ein Shimon Adin. What are you saying? A Kal Lechayde Maduch over here, you get Tamim, you get Malkus, surely over here. You need to write it because we know that Ein Shimon Adin. However, Rabbi Shimon holds cleanness and head, and yes, Ein Shimon Adin. In fact, someone will say that maybe that's the Machleid of Shimon Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon holds Ein Shimon Adin, therefore he learns of Kal Lechayde what he needed for, and therefore he says these things. And Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Ein Shimon Adin, therefore he had to say it, no Rai at all. So just because Zav is stricter than Tamim, so what? Ein Ein Shimon Adin, no get Malkus from the Kal Lechayde. Ted had to spell it out. And in fact, you'll ask the Tzalach Melech, why the Gemara then doesn't use that explanation. Another Gemara is going to analyze the Braisa. You tell me each one is stricter. My Chumra de Zav. What is the Chumra of Zav over Tamei Meis? He says Zav is stricter than Tamei Meis. In what way? She came to me Yitzel of a Gufa. The Chumra of Zav is that Tumah is from within. Tamei Meis is external. Freddy Mora Adera, but Tomei Meis Chomer. Tomei Meis has a Chumra. She came to and Hazor, Shlishi Shvi. Zav doesn't need to be sprayed the 37th day, but Tamei Meis does. So there's a Chumra there. On Makro, you're right. But it says in the it could have said Tomei. What does it say? V'chol Tomei. It says Kol Tzurua Kol Zav V'chol Tomei Nefesh. V'chol Tomei Nefesh. When V'chol comes to be Marbe or something. What would be Marbe included in Tomei Meis? L'Rabbe is Tomei Sheretz. A Tomei Sheretz doesn't need the spraying of the third and seventh. So therefore, Mitzayit is stricter than the Drasha of V'chol, which is Tomei Sheretz. Or Zav is stricter than that. V'Zav Chomer Mitomei Sheretz. Pretty much, yeah, is that so poshut? What's the chumra of Zav over Tomei Sheretz? And that's why you want to look up, they have different machas. What's the chumra of Zav over Tomei Sheretz? Kedam, like you just said a minute ago. The chumra is that it's megufay. And the Rabbi Sheretz chumra, she came with Tomei Bain, is a Zav. If you jumped up and down, you don't become Tomei. Mashenkin, Tomei Sheretz, doesn't matter if the Sheretz fell on you by mistake, you're Tomei. Nay, Amri, Kehagabna, Zav, Nami, Tmuye, Metame. Just like a Sheretz is only Tomei Tumas Erev, in a case of Zav, which is only Tumas Erev, we know that if a Zav sees twice or three times, he's Tomei for 7 days. The only difference between twice and three times is where they bring a carbon. But if you only saw once, you're only Tomei Tumas Erev. So the Zav, which is similar to Sheretz, which is Tumas Erev, over there, that Zav, according to Rav Huna, even if it was by accident, you jumped up and down and suddenly you had an emission, you are become a Zav. So therefore, there's no Chumra in Sheretz over Zav, but Faked, Zav has a Chumra over Sheretz, because Tumei Yetzim Gufay. Like Rav Huna, Dom Rav Huna, when he said, Ri Rishayna, the first Rishal Zav, Metame Bainus, it's Taka Metame Bainus. Okay, let's move up down, move further on the Braisa. The Braisa then said that Metzayda is stricter than Zav. My Chumra, the Metzayda Mezav. Why is Metzayda stricter than Zav? You want to learn the Kalachim, and then you say, this had to say, must be because different Machna. How do you know? Shekain, Metzayda, Ton, requires Priya, you have to let the hair grow. Prima, you have to tear your clothes. And also, Batashar and Mita, and also, you're also to have relations with your wife. Mashenkin, you don't have these chumras by a zov. Adirab a zov chumra zov as a chumra you don't have here. Shekain metame mishkev umayshev. That a zov as a chumra that's metame mishkev umayshev. That a zov is lying on top and he has a bunch of beds that all have the same level of tumah. That you can metame in order. A person touches it becomes tame, even though you also have mishkev umayshev by mitzayder. But it's only the metame oichle and mashkin, as Ashi explains. But over here, you metame mishkev umayshev. So therefore, lechayder, there's a chumra by zov over mitzayder. Who told you mitzayder stricter? Metamek lecheres behesed. Also metamek lecheres just by I'm not even touching it, but like you're shaking it, you already tame. You only have that by zav. You don't have that by mitzayda. On makra, you're right. Says gemara, but it says zav v'chol zav. It says v'chol zav. What do we learn from the extra v'chol? Le rabbi's baal keri to include a baal keri. And a baal keri doesn't have a chum. Mitzayda chum a baal keri. A mitzayda is chum a baal keri. Freddy gemara umay chum. What's the chum of mitzayda baal keri? Kedama, we just said it has prima tashra mita. Nu ad rabbi baal keri chum a baal keri chum. She came mitame masha. True, a baal keri doesn't have the chum as we just said before about tamim mishke moisha or klecheres besote. But a baal keri has the chum that it's mitame even a mashu. A mashu, mashu, everything else is more. Says the gemara.
Mitzvah has to be kigris. So the Gemara Sava lo k'rab nosan. He hold like a nosan that even a balkedi is not a mashuhu. The Tanya we learned nosan not even Mishra Mishmal zov tzorich kechasim as pi ha'amo. He said that a zov needs more than just a mashu enough to cover the pi ha'amo. But lehoydu lechacham. Chacham doesn't necessarily agree, but he follows that opinion, and therefore. And therefore, we say that a Mitzvah is stricter than a Balkedi. And Taisa says that if you take the Piyam, it's actually larger than a Gris. If you break it down, it's larger than a Gris. Says the Gemara, V'chol Tzuru Alomali. So, okay, if you're dashing every word, V'chol, come to teach you something. Right? V'chol Tomez, come to teach you to Meshetet. V'chol by Zav, come to teach you a Balkedi. What V'chol by Mitzvah come to teach you? Who else has to leave the Machani Yisrael besides the Mitzvah? He writes his Gemara nothing, but I did the Kesiv Kol Zav Kesiv Nami Kol Tzurua. Nothing to learn. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Lecheda. Why does he argue?
That's very unusual. I just said that it was a
couldn't find anything else that's similar to a Mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Shapikom Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon Lecheda uses the pasuk very well, and how can Rabbi Yehuda use that pasuk for that same thing as Rab Shimon does? Says the Gemara, whom a boy, you know what he needs a posse for? Look at Tanya for another din altogether. Rabbi Lezer says, Yochel, I would have thought, what happens with the Yevid? Doch ku zovin umetzaydin v'nichnus lazor v'pesach ha-babatumah. We said before, a pesach ha-babatumah only allows tummy mess. What about if a zov joined in and a mitzvah joined in? Normally they get a lav. What happens? They walked in. Yochel yechayov, and I would have thought that there would be chayiv then as well, just because tumi meisas, since there's no heter for these other tumas that they walk in, there should be chayiv. Talmud Leimut says the yishalchum in a machen, and when do you send them out of their camps? Kol teruah v'chol zov v'chol tumi nefesh, when they all can get out in the same time. When you have to send out the Tumei Meis, you send out the Zov and Mitzvah. Ain't Tumei Meis Mishtalchim, but on Pesach, that's the Reit Tzibur, is Tumei. We don't send out the Tumei. On the contrary, they can remain behind. So even though the Zov and the Mitzvah should not, yet if they did, Ain't Zov and Mitzvah Mishtalchim, we're not going to send them out. We're not going to send them out. Says the Gemara.
That's
what Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda agree with this. Look at Ashi. Ain't Tumei Meis Mishtalchin. About 12 lines at the bottom of the page. Ain't Tumei Meis Mishtalchin. Ki goin Pesach Abba Batumah. The Isha there muted Tumei Meis Lechatchile. Kisharei Vatzei Tumei Meis. And the majority of people Tumei Meis Lechatchile go in. Ki Tachsiv it says Ish V'chulu Kidli. Like we said before, the Shmaya Nagemara. However, Ain't Zov Mitzvah Mishtalchin. Shiluchan Harishin Bekaris. That they should kodesh mila chatchila, so they don't get kodesh for this. Mila chatchila isha, but chatchila shouldn't walk in. The tamei le nefesh galir achmana, the ain't tiba nidchin. Only when it says in the pasuk le nefesh, only by a nefesh like the tamei meis do we say that word that they can remain behind and bring a carbon chatchila, bring a carbon pesach. Habishar tumes nidchin, they do get pushed away. Miwa hani hekesha, what does hekesha help? Le poitir mina kodesh, it helps them to part of them from kodesh. Says the Malvaiter, Amamai, you said before, Zov, V'chol Zov, what do you need? What V'chol Zov, the rabbis, the teacher, Balkedi. Two different kinds of emissions, either a Zov or a Balkedi, and different shades of white, whether an egg, a spoiled egg or a non-spoiled egg. So you said that it comes to include that a Zov includes also Balkedi. L'cheide misayel, that they're not allowed to be in Machne Shechina, nor Machne Levia. Misayel el Rabbi Yechon, this is a support to Rabbi Yechon. The Amr Rabbi Yechon said, Michilas, all the tunnels under the base of Migdash, like Niskachu, they didn't make it Kodesh. They didn't make them Kodesh. And the Balkedi gets sent out of two Machnes. Why did they make the Michilas Kodesh? In case somebody became a Balkedi inside the base of Migdash or a Zov, they can walk out. They can go right out of these Michilas. Rashi, Michilas Niskachu, Hani Tati Mili Shamina. We heard two dinim from him. Two din of Yechon said, L'cheide, Rashi learns that two din have nothing to do with each other. Number one is that the caves weren't Mekudesh. Number two is that a Balkedi is just like a Zov, and that he has to go to Machlis, supporting what we just said before. And the two din don't do with each other. This is Rashi. Tahani Tarti Mili Shaminu Kiad Dodi Merabi. He heard these two din was Rebbe, but there's no Shaykh at each other. Therefore, V'chad Dodi Amrinu. Therefore, he put them together in one halacha, but really there's no connection. Michilas Umara Shotach Azor Elayin Iskachu, because Azor, all the caves and tunnels under the base of Midrash didn't make holy. Number one, and then also Balkedim Shalev behind the Kibraitzer, the Ishkel Azov. He's learning the Kibraitzer that you compare it to Azov. is that you compare it to a zav, like Reb Shimon. Rashi later on, actually, we can learn in the, towards the end of here, in the Tzadikei or something, Rashi clearly that two of them are juxtaposed. That because a Balkedi is like a zav, and Balkedi can happen while he's standing in the base of Midrash, so they deliberately made these caves underneath so you can walk right out. There are exit doors. You can walk right out so you don't have to stay a minute longer in the base of Midrash. And that's why they were made this way. So the unfortunately, you're trying to understand why Rashi learns differently there than here. Second of all, to make a question. So you're learning what about Kedi saying in Azov? You know, let me ask a question. Baal Kedi about the Fesh, but I said about Kedi had the same din like a Magasheret. Like a Magasheret. We learned before Magasheret is like a Tummy Mace, which means that only Machaneshkin you have to walk out. But Fesh, you can walk out of ice. Kasha. My love, the machanoisam, they're talking about which machan has to step out of. All he has to do is step out of the machan shchina. But he's allowed to be in machan levia. So I'm like, no, the tumasam. We're talking about that a balkedi has the same level of tumah like a magasheret. It's only tumah zeret. The tumasam height, pedigimore, the tumasam, to teach you that a balkedi is only till the night like a tumah sheret. So if you're passing the tater, hi, tumas eriksib. Maybe I do the eriksib. I need a bright to tell me the same thing. The tater says the same thing. Must be the Braisa come teach you a chiddush that they have the same thing. Which camp do you have to walk out of? A Balkedi has the same thing like a Balsheretz. Says the Gemara, no, for the level of Tumah, he asked me a question. The Tater clearly says Tumas Edif, side by Balkedi, and side by Tumas Sheretz. So, what do you need, Magasheretz? So, why do you need to tell me in the Braisa name? But how come I want to tell you that a Balkedi in the Tumah is like a Magasheretz? Not that only till the night, but Ma Magasheretz Metame Be'oinus. Could be said before when it comes to us, azov it doesn't work by us. And even Rav Huna says, but even by tumah rishayin, others disagree. But a balkedi, everyone holds that a tumah's einus makes him tummy as well. If it's not his fault, it's still tummy. Rashi, the tumasan, the ain't tummy shiva kizov kizov makes tumah edah behedik zibe kimatzim menashim was edah rochel ma'ish wash ma'ashed matam ba'einus im nafal of shadat meis matam ba'einus ki goin im ro machazrei ma'ichusha. You ate and drank, and I brought it on you. Then you are potter. We'll stop painting tomorrow.